Okay.
He was very clever, and with words, with poetry, with rhyming, and he reminds me a lot of you. Mm-hmm. You remind me of him, and he's very playful.
That's a compliment.
Very playful.
I take it that way.
Very playful with words, and a real sense of humor, and would make up words that rhymed if he had to.
Dad is the same way.
Just so you get a flavor of Ted Thackeray. He was at the Ledger at the time, and my best friend was Ruth Boswell, and she became Ted's friend too, and my families, her family and my family were very close friends. And anyway, she and her sister were going on a round the world trip. And her sister taught in Miami, and she was not here for the party, but she couldn't get time off to come. So it was just for Ruth. And it was for Sunday afternoon, a kind of bon voyage, party at our house. Mother gave the party for her. And she made up the list, and we were all friends, and many of us church friends. And Mother and I had been shopping in the morning, Saturday morning, and it was going to be Sunday afternoon, and he had done some jingles for the Ledger at various times, and Mother said, wouldn't it be nice if he could do something on Ruth? And she said, but it's almost 12 o'clock, it's so Saturday, they got the paper out. I said, well, I'll call him, won't hurt to ask him if he could write a few verses. So I called him, and he said, well, give me the guest list. So I got it from Mother. And that afternoon, about 4:30 or 5 o'clock, he called back, and he said, I'll read it to you and see if you think it's all right.
Well, he wrote a book in a weekend, hey.
Yeah. So this is it. Everything that he wrote about, it had some significance to that couple or that person. And by the way, I won't go into that. Honoring Miss Ruth Boswell. Dear Ruth, as we gather at Anthony Farms in the year 58 on the 18th of May, and saying bon voyage, we pray no alarms come to you or Helen as you sail away. But just to make certain, we've pulled a few pence for a shower of dollars and hope they make sense. Giving heed to the adage, in doubt, just bring money so it can be spent on for perfumes, tips, or honey. Now, Mama Nett thinks you might blow it at Saks just before the Elizabeth sales for knickknacks, but to ward off the cold, say Dot and Odell, something tweety from London is perfectly swell. Although Amy Pfeiffer and two Mary Whistle are thinking of tartan with applique thistle, and Amy was from Scotland, while the Braemar ship Castle's wide open air deck says to Vida and Howard, a scarf at your neck. But the Whartons hold out Carl and Florence together for bags made of African crocodile leather. Lee Warren and Margaret think that the cape may offer a drape of South African crepe, or Kenyans might weave you to Miss Eden's hopes a bag made of grasses or skin, antelopes. And on and on, and down at the bottom he says, the Anthonys, Felix and Yupel both repair cuckoo clocks, and they were very popular
what
at the time.
What couldn't he do?
Yeah, and anyway, he repaired so many of them of people we knew, and says, an Uncle Adventures, whatever you do, refrain from another clock singing cuckoo. The Anthonys, Felix and Newell both state that Louis the 15th Sertee would be great. Mother was collecting antiques. While Parker opines, you should see a French show, and Jean set her heart on a pair of chapeaux. Yet Morton believes that a French-English book might help you engage in Montparnasse. Cool. And Mickey and Little Bit, Ginger and Spot, they were our dogs, have a thought of bone china from Belgium a lot. But whatever your choice and whatever it's meant, and as much as we hope you'll be glad that you went, there's a message we wanted to say with this poem. Be sure that you have enough left to get home. And I saved you a lot of the other. But it was not so clever. It shows he was a genius.
Gosh, I wish I could write like that.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I was thinking, you know what I'd like to do? You were telling us yesterday about why Ted, or how Ted got here. But we, you know, which you could repeat if you want today or not, but I was interested at some point in how you met Ted. Once he got to Lake.
I'll just give you something to look at. Oh, by the way, this is Betts, and this is Jane, the little girl he adopted.
You want to get a picture of that?
Sure. I don't know if you want to, is that on or off?